So we've been seeing a very volatile rand, and we know the impact that it has on us on so many levels. It hit a record low on Tuesday on the back of a strengthening dollar and souring local investor sentiment that has seen massive capital outflows from the country. When I last looked, it was up just a weeny bit. Yesterday it was trading at 19.69 against the dollar. Let's bring in Muyelane Mkabela. He's an economist, to talk us through what we can expect and how low it can go. Very good afternoon to you. Let's start off with that. How low can it go?
We are likely to finish this coming week while the rand has bridged to 20 rand against the dollar. And the challenges are not really normally global ones only, but on the local challenges, we have a low economic growth, which is as a result of a declining industrial production and other sectors. And at the same time, we have a higher government debt, which as well, that higher government debt is as well, depressed much with high unemployment. So that will make us to have low revenue collection. So on the other side, which consists or connect with the global market, we have less exports. That means the rand is less demanded. And then we have higher imports, which means we demand the dollar more. So when you look at those like indications, you could say that if we planned for the economy for the past probably 20 years to 30 years, some of the things that we are experiencing during COVID-19, during this confrontational risk that is happening at Ukraine, Russia, we are not supposed to experience it at the level we are really facing like the challenge.
Okay, let me ask you, when Putin arrives, because I'm sure he will, what do you think the impact will be then on the dollar, investor confidence, our economy at large?
When Putin arrives at the conference, that is an event that will be happening. We wouldn't really expect from the market point of view that the dollar will weaken. But like what will happen is there can be commitment which in the demand for a dollar to go down, it will really take time because a lot of activities from a buy and sell point of view, they are still done pretty much on dollar. So if they probably have like a BRICS currency, that will not really work immediately. It will be a project that will probably be implemented whether in 24 months or it will be implemented in 12, in whatever time frame or Gantt chart that they will set for themselves.
Muyelane, let's leave it there. Excuse me for interrupting you. Let's leave that question hanging. And I should imagine that if South Africa is able to resuscitate its reputation here, they could just tell Russia to stop bombing Ukraine.